the FAA's WINGS program. It is broke, and it will be fixed. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to today's special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. The FAA WINGS program starts with a good idea and a valid premise, but gets very disappointing participation by GA pilots. One reason might be a confusing new computer interface. At the recent annual convention and trade show of the American Bonanza Society here in Salt Lake City, I had the chance to interview Brian Neville, acting National Outreach Manager for the FAA Safety Team and its webmaster, for a forthcoming feature on Aero TV. I asked him specifically about what went wrong with WINGS and what's to come. I wanted to pin you down because, as you may know, Bob Miller, publisher of Over the Airwaves, the journal for the proficient pilot, he was a big fan of the WINGS program in its concept, said that the update to it hadn't worked, and was decrying the fact that so few pilots take advantage of safety programs offered on a voluntary basis. You're a great guy to talk to about this because, if I understand correctly, you kind of agree.
I do wholeheartedly agree. I really am a general aviation pilot at heart. And here we have an FAA program that doesn't meet the needs of the general aviation pilot. So my thinking is, why? Why can't we make it so that it fits both of our needs? We have an excellent program, the WINGS Pilot Proficiency Program. It's based on demonstrating proficiency. Insurance companies love that. FBOs love that. Flying clubs love that. Here we are at the American Bonanza Society. They love it. But then we have a computer interface, an automation interface, if you will, that really is very frustrating to users. And we shouldn't allow that to happen. And so now that I'm responsible for the WINGS program and FAASafety.gov in general, I have set a goal to fix that. And so we are going to do that. We have gone from Sun and Fun to Oshkosh, talking with pilots, talking with users, and we've discovered some common problems. And we're going to fix all of those. Everybody says, what do you mean you're going to fix all of those? You're the FAA, after all. But let me assure you, we have identified user problems, and we are in process of addressing those. We're going to make it easy. It's going to be intuitive. It's going to be user-friendly. And people are going to want to come and participate in the WINGS program because we're going to make it so user-friendly on FAASafety.gov.
I have to ask you this question only because I know a lot of our viewers are asking it silently right now. Does the FAA know how to make something easy to use?
I'm not sure the FAA does, and I may be criticized for saying that. However, I come from industry. I managed a very large flight school before I came to work for the FAA, and the owner of the flight school said, Brian, make it work. And so I took off and I made it work. We tripled the size of our flight school. We actually even made money, which is unusual for some flight schools. When I came to the FAA, one of the first things I found was there's a large bureaucracy. Well, I've had different positions in the FAA. I was a safety inspector, accident investigator, FAST team program manager. Now I'm the outreach manager. I actually am responsible for the WINGS program on FAASafety.gov. And I have got my manager to say to me, Brian, we know it doesn't work, fix it. So all I said was, give me time and money and I can fix it. So that's when I say, I went to Sun and Fun, I started talking to people, we had our contractor talk to users. I've gone across the country from California to actually New York, talking to pilots, talking to users. And at Oshkosh, we talked to pilots and we told them what we were going to do. And everybody said, yes, that's what needs to happen. One of the things that we failed to do in the beginning was to get the instructor community to buy into the WINGS program on FAASafety.gov. This time, we've gone to the aviation community, we've gone to NAFI and SAFE, and we said, here are the changes that we want to make. Will it work for you? And they say, wow, yes, if you can do that. We've gone to AOPA. And we've said, here are the changes we want to make. In fact, some of them are what you've suggested. Will it work for you? And they said, you know, they will work, but we're going to take a wait-and-see attitude because historically the FAA has not really met the needs of the pilots in this regard. But I sit here today and I will tell you and the listening audience, we will make those changes. We're going to make it work for the pilot.
More in a moment with Brian Neville of the FAA Safety Team. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. I'm Paul Platt, talking today with Brian Neville of the FAA Safety Team about the WINGS program. Fixing the website is not the program's only challenge.
I get the sense that you have a fairly clear idea what you have to do as a webmaster. Let me ask you the harder question about the WINGS program. The general aviation community has a horrendous track record in terms of the percentage of the community that shows up for any voluntary program. Is there anything we could do better to make those numbers better?
Yes, there are many things that we can do. One of the best is what we're doing right now. We are communicating the fact that we're going to make it user-friendly and intuitive, and we want to invite pilots to come to FAASafety.gov and see what's there. FAASafety.gov is not just the WINGS program. We have an online course catalog with lots of good courses. We have aviation resources. Some of those are organized by type of operation. For example, flight instructor community was very negative about the new WINGS program because we didn't go to them and say, help us design it, help us meet your needs. We just kind of pushed it on them, and they said, hey, it doesn't work well, so it's hard for us, we're not going to use it. Well, that isn't good. So one of the things we're going to do this time, if I can say that we're going to launch these upgrades as a Christmas present to the aviation community, what we have to do first in September, October, and November is communicate to the aviation community. And we're going to talk to aviation publications and other organizations to get the word out that we are really going to make this work for you, the flying pilot.
Brian, it's very encouraging, I have to tell you, to have somebody with some background in industry doing the tasks that you're taking on, because sometimes it seems as though the wheels turn and the thing doesn't move. We want to wish you all the best in revamping the program's interface, and we'll look forward to seeing it.
Great. Thank you very much, Paul. I appreciate you visiting with me today. And again, the WINGS Pilot Proficiency Program, it will become the one place that pilots want to go to become fresh and current on aviation safety.
Brian Neville is the Acting National Outreach Manager for the FAA Safety Team. Find out more and watch for progress at www.faasafety.gov. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.